Today in Security from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House puts new guardrails on government use of AI. Vice President Kamala Harris says new rules for government AI deployments, including a requirement that algorithms are checked for bias, will put the public interest first. By Amanda Hoover. The U.S. government issued new rules Thursday requiring more caution and transparency from federal agencies using artificial intelligence, saying they are needed to protect the public as AI rapidly advances. But the new policy also has provisions to encourage AI innovation in government agencies when the technology can be used for public good. The U.S. hopes to emerge as an international leader with its new regime for government AI. Vice President Kamala Harris said during a news briefing ahead of the announcement that the administration plans for the policies to serve as a model for global action. She said that the U.S. will continue to call on all nations to follow our lead and put the public interest first when it comes to government use of AI. The new policy from the White House Office of Management and Budget will guide AI use across the federal government. It requires more transparency as to how the government uses AI and also calls for more development of the technology within federal agencies. The policy sees the administration trying to strike a balance between mitigating risks from deeper use of AI, the extent of which is not known, and using AI tools to solve existential threats like climate change and disease. The announcement adds to a string of moves by the Biden administration to embrace and restrain AI. In October, President Biden signed a sweeping executive order on AI that would foster expansion of AI tech by the government, but also requires those who make large AI models to give the government information about their activities in the interest of national security. In November, the U.S. joined the U.K., China, and members of the EU in signing a declaration that acknowledged the dangers of rapid AI advances, but also called for international collaboration. Harris, in the same week, revealed a non-binding declaration on military use of AI, signed by 31 nations. It sets up rudimentary guardrails and calls for the deactivation of systems that engage in unintended behavior. The new policy for U.S. government use of AI announced Thursday asks agencies to take several steps to prevent unintended consequences of AI deployments. To start, agencies must verify that the AI tools they use do not put Americans at risk. For example, for the Department of Veterans Affairs to use AI in its hospitals, it must verify that the technology does not give racially biased diagnoses. Research has found that AI systems and other algorithms used to inform diagnosis or decide which patients receive care can reinforce historic patterns of discrimination. If an agency cannot be guaranteed such safeguards, it must stop using the AI system or justify its continued use. U.S. agencies face a December 1st deadline to comply with these new requirements. The policy also asks for more transparency about government AI systems, requiring agencies to release government-owned AI models, data, and code, as long as the release of such information does not pose a threat to the public or government. Agencies must publicly report each year how they are using AI, the potential risks the systems pose, and how those risks are being mitigated. And the new rules also require federal agencies to beef up their AI expertise, mandating each to appoint a chief AI officer to oversee all AI use within that agency. It's a role that focuses on promoting AI innovation and also watching for its dangers. Officials say the changes will also remove some barriers to AI use in federal agencies, a move that may facilitate more responsible experimentation with AI. The technology has the potential to help agencies review damage following natural disasters, forecast extreme weather, map disease spread, and control air traffic. Countries around the world are moving to regulate AI. The EU voted in December to pass its AI Act, a measure that governs the creation and use of AI technologies, and formally adopted it earlier this month. China, too, is working on comprehensive AI regulation. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more security news at wired.com/security.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.